Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler.
Tell your neighbor, it's going to become a testimony card. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, are you blessed today? I want to speak to you today about developing the divine nature. We spoke last week, and if you remember, we spoke about the Word of God, that Jesus is the Word. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. We spoke of the fact that in the book of Revelation, it says that His name is the Word of God. He is the Word made manifest. Jesus is His Word. His Word is His name. And you and I have been anointed to carry His Word. And then we spoke about that scripture in the end. I hope that you've been meditating on that. For the attainment of the glory of Jesus Christ. And God has anointed us with His Word so that the glory can come. The anointing can come on His Word. You see, the anointing comes on His Word not only when you speak it, when you become it. When you live it, the Word of God is not given to you and I to memorize and speak of. The Word of God is given to you and I to become. I'm transformed by the Word. I'm quickened by the Word. I'm changed into His image and His likeness from glory to glory. What does that mean? It means I become more and more like the Word. When things come my way, I speak the Word. I live the Word. I act the Word. And glory rests on that Word. And then, of course, you know that the Bible says in John 17, when Jesus prayed, He said, Father, the glory that I have given them. What glory? The glory of the presence, the anointing, the power of God on His Word. Everybody lift your hand and say, God has determined that His glory rests on His Word, on me, the manifestation and the earthly expression of His Word on this earth. Hallelujah. So I can continuously express the Word. You see, when you live in the Word and you act the Word, the Holy Ghost anoints that Word. Hallelujah. And you change from glory to glory. So I want to speak to you a bit today. We've got 20 minutes left, about developing the divine nature. Hallelujah. There is a divine nature in you. Did you know that? The Bible says you're born of the Spirit. You're born of His Word. You're born of the incorruptible seed of the Word. The Word that is in you is God's original Word, the way He intended it for your life. Hallelujah. So when the Word of God, here's something, when the Word of God is established in my life and I learn about the promises and I learn that in the beginning was the Word and the Word was with God and the Word was God, I discover the way that God created me to be in the beginning. So when I'm believing God for a miracle, I don't speak the Word to try and create something new. When I'm believing God for a miracle, I speak the Word to confirm the way it was, the way that He created me to be. In other words, everything in this world that's not in line with the Word is an anomaly of it. It's a corruption of it. It's a warping of it. And I demand that it comes back in line. Because God cannot change. His Word cannot change. Hallelujah. I've got bad news for the enemy. Everything he's trying to do to change your life that it doesn't line up with the Word, God says He's watching over that Word. Hallelujah. He's the eternal God. He will fulfill that Word. Hallelujah. So there's a divine perfection, but I need to develop this divine nature that God has given me. How many of you know that you have to grow up? Amen. So as a child, I live like a child, I speak like a child, I do like a child. Paul even says to the Corinthians, he said, you know, I've got things that I want to tell you, but I have to speak to you like babies. I can't speak to you like mature people. I have to speak to you like carnal people. But how do you know that meat belongs to the mature? So I learn how to develop that divine nature. I learn how to act in God the way that God designed me to. Now, how did God design me? He created me in His image and His likeness. So I need to learn how to develop this divine nature. When a problem comes my way, I don't act like a mere man. I stand as a king and a priest. Hallelujah. I act as a child of God. When problems come my way, I don't cry out to God that's sitting up there somewhere and I'm down here. I act like a son who's seated in Christ in heavenly places. And I speak from a place of authority and dominion. How many of you know that a mature person has authority? Amen. How? He comes into understanding. He's in his Father's house. As a youngster, he does not have the understanding, but he's eating of all the blessings. When trouble comes, he needs other people to help him. Hello? Even though he's an heir. But as he matures, he learns, I have authority. So now when somebody does something, you know, he says, listen, I've got authority. He doesn't say, oh, you know, they didn't make my bed. And cry out, you know, go call one of the servants. Oh, they didn't make my bed. Please get it. Because as he matures, he realizes this is my authority. He says, make my bed. Hello? He steps into authority. So there's a maturity. And God is calling the body of Christ into a maturity. A place where we don't beg and call, but you start realizing who you are. Hallelujah. And you start making decrees. When things come against you, you don't cry out like a victim. You stand up like a king. Hallelujah. Jesus said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Go therefore. Now, you need to understand the spirit realm is all about authorities. Are you with me? It's all about authority. By what authority are you doing this? Not one enemy had authority over Jesus. Not one. Hallelujah. Jesus said, he said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Now, the immature Christian reads that as, oh, Jesus, thank you. You got the authority. So please, will you do this for me? Please, will you do that for me? But there comes a place of maturity where you realize he did not end his sentence there. He says, all authority has been given to me. Go therefore. So take the authority. I spoke a little bit last week about the name that was given amongst men. The name was given to you. Do it in my name now. I showed you how to do it. Now do it. So authority, dominion, there comes a point in which the believer needs to develop that character that God's given him and realize that when that enemy comes against him, he can rebuke him. Hallelujah. He can take authority over him. So things start going bad and instead of crying out, oh God, I'm a victim. Please give me strength. Okay? It's a wonderful prayer when you're a baby. Amen. How many of you know that when trouble comes, it's not time to run to the gym? Amen. You're going to die. When trouble comes, you needed to have been at the gym. Hallelujah. You needed to have developed that spiritual muscle, that authority in the spirit. So an immature person, trouble comes, oh God, give me help, give me strength. It's scriptural. Give me strength. But you're praying from a place of being a victim. So God will send somebody who's got strength to help you because you don't have the strength yet. But once you start maturing, when trouble comes, you stand up in your strength. You command in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You know that the anointing rests on you, rests on the word. Hallelujah. You've been given authority and dominion. Jesus said, I give you power. Luke 10:19. Behold, I give to you power and authority over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Everybody say, I've been given power and authority. Listen, you need to come to a point of maturity. When things happen, you don't run for help. You realize you are the help. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. His word is living in me. His anointing is on me. The authority has been given me. I can make decrees. I can command in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Poverty knocks on the front door. I said, out in the name of Jesus. This house is blessed, prosperous, filled with the power of God. I stand in the authority. I stand in the dominion. So I've been given the name of authority. The Bible says that his word, that the righteous will eat the fruit of their lips. Hallelujah. That's a place of maturity where you start eating the fruit of your lips. So when things aren't going the way you want it, you start speaking. You start declaring mysteries. The Bible says, howbeit in the spirit, he declares mysteries. So what does a king do? A king makes decrees. A king's, what are mysteries? Mysteries are divine revelations only received by the initiated. So, when trouble comes, I act like a king because I've been initiated in mysteries. I speak the promises of God. I take a place of dominion in the name of Jesus. I say, I'm prosperous. Hallelujah. My bank account overflows. God's hand is on me for good. This contract prospers in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever I do shall prosper. Amen. I don't allow myself to step down and act like a mere man. You're not a mere man. You're born in the image of God. You created in his likeness. Hallelujah. So how does the enemy know he's dealing with somebody that's in the likeness of God? When he acts just like Jesus. You're just like him. There's trouble, you say, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You take authority. There's authority in him. You see, there's a mindset, a religious mindset that we have to break. This religious mindset that when things go wrong, you have to go cry out. When things go wrong, oh God, oh. Let me tell you something. When Moses was being pursued, here he is. He leads Israel out. Mighty miracles, signs and wonders. And the next moment, he comes across a situation he's never faced. The whole Egyptian army is after him this time. They closed in the front, there's the Red Sea. On the side, there's mountains. Behind them, the enemy is coming. His own people want to stone him. And here's Moses. And he forgets. And he goes to default religious mindset. Big trouble. So he falls down. Oh God, help. You know what God says to him? Shut up. Stop crying out to me. Stand up. What's that in your hand? It's authority. Use it. Come on. Point at the neighbor. Say, use it. Sometimes you get to a place where you're crying out and God is saying, stand up. Get on your back legs. Assume a place of authority. Remember what's in your hand. Hallelujah. Rebuke with all authority. Decree the promises of God. Act like a king. Hallelujah. The Bible says he's given us great and precious promises that by these, by what? By the promises, you might become partakers of the blessing. Everybody say, by the promises, I'm made a partaker of the blessing. Let's say it again. By the promises. By the promises, I am made a partaker. In other words, if I want to partake of this, I have to take the promises. I have to start partaking of it. Declaring it. Hallelujah. I tell you, God's raising a church. The devil's going to be scared to come anywhere near your front door. Hallelujah. So you make decrees. There's an authority that God has given his church. So Jesus gave us his word. He gave us his name. And he gave us dominion. Okay, so let's just go back there. What did he say? Whatsoever things you bind shall be bound. Hallelujah. You know, there's a place where the enemy might be coming against you, but you don't accept it. You refuse. I will not submit to that. I know what God has called me to be. I know who I am. Hallelujah. His word is unshakable, unmovable, unchangeable, and I demand it to be so. So God has anointed us to be kings on the earth, to establish his kingdom, to bring him glory by revealing that his word is with power. Hallelujah. A defeated Christian does not bring glory to God. Hallelujah. Say it again. A defeated Christian does not bring glory to God. Amen. Think it through. A victorious Christian brings glory to God. No matter what happens, I know in whom I believe. I stand in the promises of God. Hallelujah. So I need to develop that divine nature. Everybody say divine nature. If any man be in Christ, he old things have passed away and all things have become new. Behold, he's become a new creation. So I must learn how to act like a new creation. How to stand like a new creation. What is God saying to you? This week, when those enemies come against you, just take time. Step into your place in the King. Step into your divine inheritance as a saint. See yourself seated in Christ Jesus. And start speaking divine mysteries. Start becoming a partaker of the precious promises. They are mine by confession. As I speak them, they may manifest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is my week of victory. This is my week of breakthrough. This is my week of increase. Hallelujah. The Bible says that we will eat of the fruit of our lips. So when trouble comes, don't speak defeat. I'm never defeated. It's impossible to be defeated because I'm in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm never outnumbered. So I'm all alone. You're not outnumbered. There are many more for you than there are against you. I stand in the place that God has created me to be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody lift your hand. Say, thank you, Heavenly Father. You have given me your word, the name of Jesus, the authority to establish your will. And I thank you. This week, your kingdom shall be established. Your word shall be fulfilled. I will act like a king. I will declare the promises of the living God. it shall come to pass. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I said amen. Hallelujah. So you go to that place where you need, where there is a need, and you go and make decrees in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'll never forget, my wife and I, we moved into our house, and God blessed us with our house, and at that time we didn't have much money, but we took the house in Jesus' name. You know, when you take a house that's bigger than your furniture. Amen. So many windows, you don't have curtains for them. Hallelujah. And we took the house, and we there, and we got little furniture. It was like furniture for the patio in the lounge. I'll never forget one of the church people came to visit us, and there's this little set in the middle of this huge lounge, just lost like a little flock, standing there. And he walked in, he said, "You know, you white people, I love your minimalistic approach." I said, "Yeah, us white people, we, you know." But you know what? We came home the one day, and Sister Nelly had done an offering. She spoke about faith and spoke about speaking your faith, standing where God is. And we got home. I said to Pat, "That's it. In the name of Jesus, we're going to eat the fruit of our lips in this house." And we walked through the house, and I walked into the lounge. I said, "In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. I command a beautiful lounge suite. I thank you." That time, Goma Goma was the lounge suite. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for a Goma Goma lounge suite. Beautiful cream leather with the wood on the sides. And I thank you for this. Walked into the lounge, walked into the dining room. Thank you, Lord, for a beautiful oak dining room table. Hallelujah. Walked into my office. Thank you, Lord, for a Maranti desk and a chair with wheels. Amen. And we just walked through the house, and just, what did we do? We were making decrees. We were speaking mysteries. We were revealing the will of God. We were manifesting. Do you understand that your word of faith is the first manifestation of your miracle? We decreed it. Within 2 weeks, somebody spoke to me and said, "Johnny, go and choose yourself the lounge suite you want." So we went and chose the lounge suite we want. Then we got this lounge suite. They just paid for it. I won't tell you the Old Testament because time is kind of, you know. Go choose the lounge suite you want. So we go chose the lounge suite we want. And then I was confused. I thought, does he have a little bit of money or lots of money? You know, because I want the Goma Goma. And that thing is like 15 grand. At that time, 15 was a lot of money. 15 grand. Maybe he only had money for the 2,500 one that you buy there by, what's that place? By Bears. And I'm going to embarrass him if I ask him for the 15,000 goma. Oh, man, now I'm confused. I said, "Lord, wouldn't it have been easy if he just said to me, 'Johnny, there's 15. And so, you know, then I go and I go look at the Goma Goma, and there's another one for 30. Amen. The Mama Mama. And I was thinking, maybe I should take that one. And I don't know what to do. So I went and prayed. I said, "Lord," this is how stupid we can be. "Lord, I don't know what to do. You answered my prayer, but now I don't know which one to say." You know what the Lord said to me? "Which one did you ask for?" I said, "The Goma Goma." He says, "Now, okay, so, yes." Amen. Tell your neighbor, God heard what you asked for.
God heard what you asked for.
And he's saying to you,
yes,
and now. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We create the world that we live in by the words of our mouths. Say with me, I'm not a mere man. I'm created in the image and the likeness of God with His authority and His word in my mouth. And He authorized me, gave me permission to speak whatsoever things I desire. He guarantees I receive it. It is mine. And as a king, as a mature believer, I speak the divine mysteries. Hallelujah. I call things that are not as though they were. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The righteous have got no troubles. The righteous have never got a day of lack in their lives. Paul said something. He said, I learned to, when there's time of lack or time of abundance, to be independent of these things. I learned that I am sufficiently provided for, no matter what. Hallelujah. His hands on me for good. Turn to your neighbor and say, I depend on you to be mature this week, to act like a king. Hallelujah. Don't now go and change. Be who God called you to be. Make the decrees. Hallelujah. That's how you stand. That's how God taught me how to deal with the spirit of rejection, or condemnation. You know, I used to be condemned all the time. You know, no matter how many times you repent, you feel you have to repent one more time. Oh, Lord, forgive me. Then, okay, 10 minutes later. Oh, Lord, forgive me. Huh? Oh, yeah. Another 10 minutes. Oh, Lord, forgive me. Until the one day God said, no, when are you going to stand up? When are you going to believe you are forgiven? I said, well, then in the name of Jesus, I am. So thank you, Lord, I'm forgiven. So the next time the thing came, repent, repent. I said, I refuse to repent. Do you know sometimes it's mature to refuse to repent? It's mature to believe that you were forgiven, that the blood does speak for you, that you are the righteousness of God in Christ, that you are the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. And I tell you, the devil fought me on that one. How can you not repent? I refuse to be manipulated by a spirit of wickedness. I will stand in who God called me to be. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Come on, bump your neighbor, say stand up. Quit you like men. You're a king. You're a priest. Be mature this week. Take the authority. Take the name. Stand in the dominion that God has given you. Somebody say amen.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, you can visit us on our Durban Christian Center Bluff or Wentworth Facebook page, or contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you, and God bless.